The enemy increased the intensity of the use of aircraft to destroy the critical infrastructure of settlements in the area of active hostilities, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine reports. In the direction of Volyn and Polisia, the armed forces of the Republic of Belarus are conducting intensive reconnaissance, and additional units are being deployed in the border areas of the Gomel region. The threat of air and missile strikes from the territory of the Republic of Belarus remains. In the Slobozhansky direction, the enemy, by forces of the 6th Combined Arms Army of the Western Military District and the Baltic Fleet, is conducting military operations to hold the previously occupied frontiers in the Kharkiv direction. Strengthening the police and administrative regime, the enemy units are setting up roadblocks and fortifications on access roads and directly near the settlements of Veliky Berlik, Kapitalivka, Mikhailivka, Levkivka, Zabavna, and Kupiansk. The enemy is getting ready to resume the offensive in the direction of Slovyansk by the force of separate units of the Western Military District, the 11th Army Corps of the Baltic Fleet, and the Eastern and Central Military Districts. In the Donetsk direction, the enemy does not stop trying to break through the defenses of Ukrainian troops and reach the administrative borders of the Luhansk region. In the Severodonetsk direction, the Russians concentrated their efforts in the direction of the settlement of Severodonetsk. In the Bakhmut direction, with the support of artillery, the enemy conducted military operations in the area of Oleksandropol. Ukraine's defense forces inflicted fire damage on the enemy. The invaders suffered losses and retreated. The enemy carried out the offensive in the areas of Lipov and Tripolia but did not succeed. In the Avdiivka, Karahov, Novopavlovsk, and Zaporizhia directions, the intensity of hostilities abated. The enemy is trying to gain a foothold on the captured frontiers, shelling the positions of Ukraine's defense forces. The invaders launched airstrikes on civilian infrastructure in the area of the settlements of Avdiivka, Novoselivka Druha, Novomikhailivka, and Mykolski. Having suffered losses during the fighting, the occupiers must remove T-62 tanks from storage to replenish reserve battalion tactical groups that are being formed to be sent to Ukraine. In addition, equipment that was damaged and restored at repair and restoration plants is being used to compensate for the loss of weapons and military equipment. Over the past 24 hours, 11 enemy attacks were repulsed in the Donetsk and Luhansk directions. 6 enemy tanks, 10 armored personnel vehicles, and 6 vehicles were destroyed. Ukraine's air defense units shot down an Orlan-10 UAV and an Su-25 aircraft in these directions. The aviation and anti-aircraft missile units of the Air Force destroyed 4 enemy cruise missiles. Natalia Tolub. Photo credit. Ihor Zakarenko.